This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
This is Race Wars.
Race Wars.
I have the power.
Yeah. How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch.
Race Wars.
Race Wars back in the building. Here we go. January still kicking off. New year. The year is started. The year started so great for me. I can't complain. I don't have to see Kurt's dumb face yet. He just still fucking floating around like a homeless man. But it's Race Wars in the building. Stand Up Labs. It's cold as hell outside. Freezing like a some bitch. At least we didn't get snow yet, huh, Karen?
We will, a tiny bit.
What?
We will on this weekend. It hasn't come yet.
Like Friday and Saturday, but
yeah, but it's going to be nothing.
I'm going paintballing.
Yeah, with your kid, right?
Yeah, I'm going paintballing on Saturday and in Jersey somewhere.
That's going to be painful.
It's going to be freezing cold. And I'm going to enjoy every minute of it.
Quit bragging. Paintball,
she wants to do it. My daughter wants to do it. We're doing it.
You know, paintballs don't break when it's cold.
Paintballs, yeah, they could. They could.
Yeah, they
hit.
You?
Yeah, they hit like marbles.
Like marbles,
really?
Yeah. I'm doing all headshots too. I don't care if I'm playing with kids. Yeah. I'm going out there to kill a kid.
You have to never ask for that ever again.
Oh, Bill's here. Bill, say hi to the people.
Yo, what's up, people?
Bill, if y'all can see how this fool is dressed, Lord have mercy.
Oh, shit.
You look like you woke up in like a tranny's house. And your clothes, you couldn't find your stuff, so you just put on whatever the tranny had at its disposal. A transsexual.
Yeah. Don't call it a
not tranny.
Tranny.
I mean transsexual.
Transsexual. Yeah, that's what she prefers to be called.
But you look.
Okay. I mean, I can't help it. I wear my girlfriend's clothes.
Well, you look like you got your little sister top on. Nigga. You're wearing a Punky Brewster top.
Yeah.
You know what? It's not low cut enough.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
You're dressed like Six on Blossom. You look a mess.
Oh, man.
And your hair's blonde. Now, your parents can't like this. You're an Indian dude, right?
Yeah, half Indian, half black.
Yeah, Indian nigga. Indian nigga.
Nah. I've been saying this for years.
Welcome back to Indian nigga. But you, and your hair's blonde.
Yeah.
Like Cisco, for people who don't know, that's the reference would be like a Cisco
Brown.
Like, you know.
Oh. No, you don't, I don't know if you want to say like Chris Brown and fucking referring to yourself. You know, I dealt with it like Chris Brown. Okay, well, that's going to ruin everything for you. That's going to really ruin things for you.
Yeah, you really have a puncher, the haircut of a puncher.
There you go. Did you unplug something plugged up? But yeah, so you got your blonde hair. What do your parents say about this? Well, your father's black?
Yeah.
And what did your black father say about this?
My black father, he didn't like it.
He tried to remix that answer. Like, he hated it.
Yeah.
No, he couldn't have liked it.
No, he saw me for the first time over Christmas, and he was just like, shit.
What the fuck? He's like, what am I dealing with here?
Yeah,
is he old school?
Yeah, mad old school.
Mad old school.
Yeah.
And you showed up at Christmas.
Yeah. My mom, like, prepped him a little bit with my headshot.
Looking like you the lead singer of Drew Hill.
What the kind of...
Oh, my God. And your good Indian mother. What did your mother say?
Oh, my God. But that's about it, yeah.
Does it remind her of a Bollywood star?
No.
You know those Bollywoods? They're over there doing this. They're doing this to their hair.
That's so Bolly.
They're doing this to their hair over there. Well, you see an Indian with highlights.
But they don't ever even finish it.
Billions.
It's, like, red. Like, whenever Indian dudes bleach their hair, it's just red because they don't bleach it all the way.
That's why it turns red?
Yeah.
Are you for real?
Yeah. So your hair turns orange first and then blonde, and they just stop.
So you have to go through the whole process?
Yeah.
Who did you do this for? What girl told you? You know what you need to do to your Indian hair?
There he is.
You need the Ryan Seacrest at the top of your head.
Tell him what girl did this to you.
Lord have mercy. Who did it?
I'm not going to tell you about it, but...
Well, some girl did it to you. Every piercing you got in your body, some girl was like, you look cute with that.
Every hole is more sadness.
Yeah, just the deeper it goes.
It's a sadness to hole direct ratio, and you are riddled with holes.
Riddled with this. It's a walking...
Lousy with holes.
Oh, man.
You're every suggestion that a girl gave to you.
You are Cosmo Magazine, what I did to my ex-boyfriend article.
Oh, shit.
Like every fucking, like yeah. a girl would dress him up like a doll. And they would do this to a doll. They would blonde the
fetish.
Hair.
Yes, he fetishized himself.
Pierce the eyebrow for no reason. Right. It's like, nigga, when the album coming out? You got an R&B album?
And then a round two of the whole deal.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, people, you can go on our IG and take a look at the pictures.
Do you have siblings?
Yeah.
And how not like you do they look? Are they the, like Indian?
So
library Indians, you know what I'm talking about.
They are library Indians.
Telecommunication.
They look like cute library Indians.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. So my two younger sisters look Indian, and then my other sisters are all black.
Wait, like black?
Yeah.
Like not through your mother?
Yeah.
Okay, so who's their mother? Like where they live?
They all live in Houston.
And y'all grew up together?
Kinda. Like, I grew up with, they're a lot older than me.
I know they used to whip your little Indian ass. It's like, daddy got a little Indian boy. He ain't my brother. I'm gonna whip his ass when he come over.
They just got so much blacker.
They're like, hey, Red Dot.
Blackest family in India.
Hey, Red Dot. Oh. You know they fucking tore into him in Houston, boy. You know it. What was the kind of ridicule you got from that black family?
They just like my hair.
They like your hair, so yeah. They thought you was cute, and they gave you some of these suggestions? Yeah. You they should make it blonde.
Whose look is this?
Of course they liked it. They black girls from Houston. They want you to fucking chameleonaire your fucking hair. Fucking asshole.
Oh, shit.
A mess. I just want to put you in a hot shower and just wash all this off of you. Get you back in school.
You know what? Some people can never be clean.
Oh, man, you on your road to Dennis Rodman. You do know that, right?
If it means fucking Karma Electra, I'm down.
Really? That's all it takes for you?
Yeah, 90s?
A chick who was hot 25 years ago. Oh, my God.
She held up.
Nigga,
right?
Want me to call Karma Electra right now? I'll have her meet you outside. And I'll make her wait outside for you. In the cold. Are you joking right now? Karma Electra, nigga, God bless you. You still want to bang the girls that you fucking masturbated to 20 years ago.
Yeah,
Carmen Electra is a grandmother now. You know that, right?
That's what makes us hot.
That's what you want?
Yeah.
You like older women?
Yeah.
So they can, like, dress you up, too? He likes women to dress him up and pick out his little outfits.
It's so funny because he doesn't. He chose all that himself.
That's what he thinks. See, that's how they get you. You think he thought of this?
That is touche.
No, he saw somebody react to it. He's like, Lenny Kravitz wearing this little thing around his...
Right.
And Lenny Kravitz is a dude, so why can't I do the dude?
There's a blanket scarf around the corner.
Lenny's been affected 12 albums ago.
But like, it's kind of crazy that you say Lenny Kravitz, because whenever I saw his nose ring, that was actually...
That's when you dove in. Am I not wrong? I know what affects this boy's mind. I know what he's been influenced by. I know it.
You have to step in and parent this young man.
You know how many times...
And raise him the rest of the way to adulthood.
He played that Lenny Kravitz song and then try to do the same thing and walk around his house with the towel coming down a little in front of the mirror. Nigga, I know you like a book.
Oh, man.
You're affected.
You're gonna need to take him in like your wayward children.
Now, what do these black Houston sisters do? Now, y'all used to have holidays together. How'd that work out?
Yeah, holidays. I mean, we spent
was your
all
father with them, or your father was with your mother?
My dad was with my mom, but like we'd all like have big like Thanksgiving,
okay,
and Christmas and stuff.
Mm. Okay,
yeah.
And from when you were like a young kid,
yeah.
Okay, and what's your mother? Your mother used to come over there too?
Yeah. Everyone was just at the same house.
Okay, yeah. So the black girl's mother.
Yeah. Well, sometimes we go over there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I just want to understand, like, their mother and your mother.
Cool.
Both had the kids by the same father.
Yeah.
And they all hung out in the same house.
Yeah.
What are you, fucking Will Smith's kid? How is this all working out fucking all lovingly? Who stabbed who, motherfucker? Stop playing like they, like your mother came in and was like, oh, welcome. Welcome to the house.
It's the way of the What's Indians.
Oh, you brought your own potato salad? Yeah, perfect. Raisins in it. We love that.
That is literally how it went down. With the arms out and everything.
Yeah, right. Somebody didn't like somebody.
I didn't know.
You didn't know about it. You're the youngest kid, or you know you're the middle?
Middle.
So, but you're the oldest Indian kid?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now how do you treat your sisters? They still got a relationship with your younger sisters?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Dude, they're closer with my younger sisters than they are with me.
Okay, I can see that because look at you. Look at what you become.
I mean, we've met you.
Lord have mercy. You should be hanging from a rearview mirror.
You should be on the dashboard wiggling his hips as the car bumps along.
Wearing a hula skirt.
Topless, but with shell. A tasteful shell, please.
I mean, it's 2 degrees outside. He got on the tiniest t-shirt. like he's a fucking castaway. What the fuck is going on?
He was recently lost at sea.
Did you bring your coconut friend?
Wilson!
What is the soccer ball?
What thing have you started to love?
Lord have its mercy. Yes. So when the last time you've been back to Houston? Let's talk about that.
2 years ago.
2 years?
Yeah.
And have they been up here to visit you?
Yeah, yeah.
Were your parents?
Yeah.
They paying for your place?
Kind of. I have a trust fund.
So, yes, they're paying for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Like kinda,
you see that? Trust fund guilt.
He said kind of well. Like he put the trust fund together himself.
Right, right,
well,
right.
My name is on it.
Nigga, that's about it.
I built that trust fund from, absolutely, it was given
to me. It's like, they don't pay for my stuff. I got a trust fund that they cleverly set up as I was a baby. And
so, here's what I've done. I've been born. I've built myself this trust fund.
This is what I do now, okay? Those black sisters ain't have no damn trust fund.
And
now when this
true.
Story gets out, somebody gonna get stabbed at this Thanksgiving.
You are
this Thanksgiving's gonna be a stabbing. I don't know what happened
stabbing.
In the past. But now with this news, yeah. Motherfucking Tata Delicious.
Why are you so stab hungry?
Because family stab. Don't try to play. Definitely in Houston. Try to act like it's all fucking. Who's a rocket scientist in your family? Who's working down in the rocket industry?
Nope.
Why'd your mic out again?
Nobody.
Because the listeners have spoken.
That's right.
Wow, well, you guys are so good.
America's voted, so you're off.
No, one of my sisters, she went to Warren School of Business. She works in banking.
Okay, wait. Don't gloss over that now. She sounds like the child that we need in this family.
Yeah.
Now, this the Indian sister? Or
no, the
black sister.
Black sister.
Oh, nice. I like these progress. They progress in these right. black people. It's not just about Beyonce in Houston anymore.
Not anymore, no.
Okay, go ahead.
And then...
she got a family?
Yeah.
And she married to a black dude.
She was married to like a Puerto Rican guy, and then
scoundrel.
Now we stab.
And this family is getting more fucking multicultural.
And then she married a Swedish guy.
Who is she, Carmen Sandiego? How's this bitch getting so many fucking international options? How's she getting so many international options in this month?
Yeah,
Houston is a busy. So
she was living in Philly and then in Houston.
Oh,
yeah.
So who's she with now? Who's she?
The Scandinavian guy.
Scandinavian. Coming over here and taking our pussy. Can you believe this? Race wars. Can you believe this? A Scando? I call them Scandos. Yeah, I don't respect those people.
Why not?
Because they Scandos. Didn't you hear me?
Haven't you heard?
You would love Stockholm.
They eat snow and they shit in the snow. I don't trust people like that. Can't do both things in the snow. Yeah, I love Stockholm. Stockholm's a great town.
Yeah.
But
I went to Stockholm once. Everybody was so
white.
So attractive.
Everyone's hot.
They are. It is stupid how pretty those people are.
Yeah,
it's stupid. Yeah. They all are. The ones who are ugly are like shocking that they're allowed outside.
Yeah,
like you are. That is humiliating.
I'm more attracted to the ugly ones over there because I'm like this. You got it hard.
Because you're black.
Stand up and come over here. But they run after black dick in this fucking
100%
in Stockholm.
Yep.
Run. But you don't have to, ain't like they don't do it in New York, so.
Yeah.
Hey.
But yeah, so your older sister, Scandinavian dude.
Yeah.
They got a kid?
Yeah, they have a kid.
What'd this kid look like? Lisa Bonet?
What'd
this fucking kid look like? One of the kids from Stranger Things? How many fucking curly hairs do this kid have?
Not that many.
All right.
Yeah.
How old is the kid?
Like 2 years old.
Okay.
Yeah, but they have other kids. She has other kids from her previous marriage, too.
Now, did you go to, like, a black high school?
Nah, not at all.
Don't be all uppity with your answer. You see that motherfucker?
Not even
response?
A little bit.
No. Not at all.
I went to college.
Trust fine. No.
Son of a bitch, try to react like that to a black.
I saw.
Wait till his black sisters hear all this. Trust fund, and you're going to say no to what the schools we went to, bitch? You ain't shit.
No.
What school you go to? A private school?
Yeah.
What school? All boys, too.
No.
Y'all was in there bumping dicks. You know it. Look at your hair. You know he's in there bumping dicks.
My school is called the Banff School.
What is it?
B-A-N-F-F.
B-A-N-F-F.
Banff.
Oh, Banff.
Yeah.
Oh, I know that school.
What?
A lot of boys got touched in that school by
really?
Apparently a janitor who was, yes, very... DeVito's here. Here we go. Yeah, so Banff, is that like a big school or small school?
Small school. I graduated in class of six.
Six people?
Yeah.
Nigga, you was homeschooled. I don't even call it a school if you got six people coming out of there.
Well, to be fair, five of them were his sisters.
That's a homeschooling.
Yeah, it was small. We still had a basketball team, though.
Who'd you go to the prom with, a ghost?
We didn't have prom.
No. Davino, good to see you.
It was his immediate family. It's inappropriate to prom with them.
Davino's here. Say hi.
Hello. Hello.
There we go. Yeah. Coming in hot. Happy New Year. I ain't seen you since the New Year.
I know, right?
We was talking about you. Do y'all know each other, Bill?
Yeah, sure. How are you, man? Good to see you.
He's Indian, got black sisters, grew up in Houston.
That sounds like a cover story.
Yeah. His older sister's married to a Scandinavian
dude.
That's
what they
all
say.
Yeah.
It sounds like a fake fucking...
Yeah, he's like an Irish dude who wants to be down.
That's right. What gave away his fiendiness? His hair? That's how you know he's a proddy?
Why'd you do that?
Thank you. We all thank you. No, he needs to hear this.
No, nah, man. They're crushing puss, man.
Crushing puss?
Yeah.
Is that true?
He don't care nothing about no jokes. He don't give a fuck about no jokes.
Is that like cookie puss?
No, pussy. Like, he's talking about crushing girls.
Like the young guys do.
Yeah. It's just, what do you think about the look, though? Is it Cisco? Does it bring you back to Cisco days?
I don't know. I mean, you had a lot of other choices.
So many choices.
You got a lot going on, though. You're very heavily accessorized.
Thank you. Yeah. I said he looked like he's listened to all the advice any girl ever gave him and just put it on his body.
I mean, he's approaching scarf territory.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. He literally took it to Lenny Kravitz.
I think he's past scarf. He's up to magic wand. He's going to have a wand in his hand.
He's broom level.
Getting a cape.
Ta-da. I mean, he's a young kid, though. You think it's just a...
They try. They throw a lot against the wall.
I mean, apparently all of it stuck back on him. The motherfucker's wearing a doorknob as a fucking...
He just paintballed his way through jewelry.
He looked like the wall at TGI Fridays. I see a snow sled on his back.
He's got a lot of flair.
So much flair.
Is that an alligator head mounted on your back?
Talking down to a fish.
He looks magnetic.
Yeah, he's got all the... Hey, you know what? How old are you?
28.
Oh, all right, so you got time to grow out of this.
Nah.
No, I think this is where he parked.
This is it?
This is where his car going to stay for a couple months.
Yeah, but it's one thing on a 28-year-old. It's when you see like a 38-year-old and any older than that.
I think once you come up to 30, it's like, hey, man, what are you
gotta
doing? Because everybody around you will be like this, nigga, I got kids now. You can't be coming around.
Yeah. Because
then it turns into a costume.
Yeah.
Right.
Then it's you're really trying. I think back, for me, the moment was, I think I was 26, and it's when I cut my long hair off and kind of realized, all right, it's time to grow up.
Right.
I never actually did, but at least I cut the long hair off.
Right, you didn't grow up, but you cut the hair.
I still have long hair dreams. Isn't that weird?
No.
I wake up thinking, you know, in the dream, I think, oh, I should grow my hair back. And then I wake up and think, oh, my God, I'm barely holding on to what I have now.
How long was it long like
that? Pictures?
Middle of my back.
What?
Middle of your back?
Get the fuck out of here,
Shut up.
Yeah, let me get my phone. Hold on.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I was like a rock and roll guy.
Were you musical?
This is blowing my mind. This is blowing my mind.
Were you like good at it? Or were you just like, you know, how everyone is?
Were you like jamming Jim Florentine? You have a Jim Florentine hair? Oh, this is going to... Oh, my God. I can't wait to see this picture.
I didn't have a mullet, but it's prepare yourself for a bad look. As
down to the middle of your back?
For how many years?
You sexy bitch.
I'd say I grew my hair from about 89 to the mid-90s.
Wow.
Wow.
You guys are like, wow.
Yeah, all of Jordan's championships.
And you kept... Wait a minute. I got to see this. This is fucking bananas. People were swearing at home.
You? Oh, you're 26.
It was my early 20s, yeah.
Wow.
Just judge his hair length off of how I say, what the fuck? And then you'll know at home how what the fuck it is.
Yeah, I had several very bad looks going.
And then you say this in front of an Indian dude with blonde hair. You understand?
I stand corrected.
You're beating Bill. It's a big deal.
It's like my bad look just called tech support. And an even worse look. Let's see.
Oh, man.
I feel like even just looking up things on Facebook is kind of an old thing to do.
I mean, I just want to see this. It's here. I had a flat top. I don't know y'all saw my flat top picture from the prom.
Yeah, I did see that.
Yeah.
You had one of those prom pictures. You look like you were 9 years old.
Yeah. I always had a younger face.
Yeah.
But yeah, I look like a fucking 11-year-old.
Yeah, but flat tops are like almost cool again. Almost. We're almost there.
Oh, yo, they already brought them back, though. Some people was rocking flat tops a couple years ago. I was like, these kids don't know. Wow. What?
Actual picture of me rocking.
Wow.
Wow, Joe. Wow. You what look the like the, fuck?
You look like the lone gunman.
I do.
Holy shit.
Joey, that is intense.
Oh, my God.
You're leaner now.
Wow.
Yeah, I was kind of chubby then. Yeah. People told me I looked like a fat Danzig. Yeah.
You were. That was some Dungeons and Dragons shit.
Yeah.
Long
it's pretty
as hell.
This one, people don't believe. This is when I was really into weightlifting, too.
Oh, this is
me.
What?
Jacked.
Did we see this?
Yeah. This is. Oh, yeah.
That's Karen's screensaver.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You're like Aaron Berg.
But you, I know. Right?
Who's that cop from Springer that got his own show? That
that's the guy. That's the guy who's supposed to be the guy. What the hell is his name?
What is Steve?
Steve Wilkos.
You'll get to pocket Steve Wilkos.
I did. Well, because I worked for a company that was selling a Jerry Springer security shirt. And they said, oh, can you model it? You got a shaved head. And I said, as long as no one stands next to me and can see that I'm short, I might look intimidating. So
wait, did you go from all that hair to a bald head?
Yeah, I went from my little obsessions were music and
you were going through treatment?
Well, you know, not too many people go the other way.
Right.
And then I got really into...
You're brave and you're beautiful.
Thank you. At least I know, like, when I really go bald, I know what I look like.
Right.
Yeah.
You know? You got a good head.
I was going to say, I got a good, no bumps, no weird spots.
Yeah.
Some guys got dents and flat spots and shit.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. Women don't care. Only men care about that. Women are allowed to be ugly. Women don't really care.
Yeah. And we're banking on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm guys, in the business of that.
It's like feminine to be too... You know what I mean? Like, being a little ugly is like
he's sitting right here.
Yeah. he's
also,
looking like
he
a
noticed.
He's a walking jury box.
It's like, what if Hot Topic was a person?
But you see, that one hurt.
I can't blame you though, because look, you got a girlfriend?
No, I just
so you're
up.
On the market.
He
oh,
is the girlfriend.
He is.
What are you talking about?
He's holding his own hand. He's so pretty.
Listen, Bill is brave and he's transitioning. And yeah.
He self swipes on Tinder.
He does.
I have a
circular
awesome profile.
Motion. Yeah, I'd say that is a trans look and that it transcends any barriers of good taste, of adult behavior. No, but you got to do that shit when you're young because this
is. Experiment. Yeah. Find yourself.
You have to, man.
Yeah. It's so a lot of fun.
Yeah, so many people just pick a lane and then they go into that lane and it never even occurs to them that.
You could have switched it up a little.
You still can. You're acting like everyone's dead when they're alive. You can still switch it up if you want when you're 50.
You can always switch it up.
Madonna just bought herself a new ass, a brand new ass that
Did
is
she?
Less than a year old. Yes, it looks crazy.
Does it still got new ass
crazy.
Smell? Yeah, I like that.
It still has all the tags on it. It's crazy. You can say, you're like, you just take the label off or you just gotta...
Well, she needs a new ass because people are going to be judging the ass. Everybody's ass ain't going to be judged.
She needed the thing. It's clever, but it's like a weird, creepy disfiguration, but like she just needed the one thing that was going to make people talk about her again, and that is a Kardashian feature of some sort.
So she got the implants, huh?
Yes.
So you know what's next?
Yes.
Black dick.
There's this video, so I love the celebrity gossip stuff. So I saw the thing over and I was like, oh my God, our ass. And then another post had her twerking next to Ariana Grande. They were like singing next to each other. And
I love seeing a 65-year-old lady twerk.
Ariana was so being cute and toning it down. She was toning herself down so that Madonna could shine, you know?
Right.
Oh, queen, you know? And Madonna, she's wearing this little like bodysuit and then little tiny skirts. You can see the bottom of her ass hanging out.
Yeah, I like that.
And it is, I watched it so many times to see how it moved, the new physics of this this ass, this
new
young ass.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah. Yes. It is, she just Kardashian ended up. And
show
then,
me
bam.
This video. I want to see a little bit of this video.
It didn't.
We'll put it on the Facebook.
It went up and down with the motion of her body, but it didn't move. It was a phenomenon. I'll show you.
Some of them seem to defy laws of physics.
Yeah.
It didn't defy them. It observed them. It's a new substance, an ass substance that we've never seen before.
I almost don't want to see it because I don't want to like it if it looks good.
Yeah. I've seen it before. It's called naturally on any black or Puerto Rican girl. They ain't got to get the shots for it.
Yeah.
Why don't they just put fat in people's asses?
They do that.
But you have to be fat enough for them to harvest it.
They can take it out of your stomach and put it in your butt.
People who like exercise a lot, like how Madonna is, she would never tolerate gaining enough weight to have them harvest her fat.
Can you use anyone else's fat?
I don't think
horrible. It'll go septic and stuff.
Oh, really?
You
gotta have
disgusting.
The same fucking. Oh. Yeah.
I can't put it back.
Okay, here.
Yeah, but I would definitely want to see
Madonna twerking.
Give her a taste.
You think?
I still would give her a taste. Hold on. Turn the sound down. All
right, yeah, we don't.
Why is this? Oh my God,
You don't have the right to vote.
I'm foiled.
You dumb millennial.
See? Now you've gotten too old. Yeah, you're one of us now.
Oh, my God, I'm fine.
Davina, where are you coming from? Fox?
Yeah.
Well, what happened today?
Tom Shalhoub show.
Oh, the Shalhoub show.
It's always fun.
Yeah, I see that booty.
Is it good?
Crazy, right?
It's interesting.
It's a creature.
Wow.
It's moving around. It's like it's full of nickels. Yeah. Like two sacks of nickels.
Yeah. Right. Let me see.
Like old school, you know, the money sign on it. It looks like, plus she got something wrapped around it, like some type of garter strap. You see it?
Oh, that's not good.
It's see? Not great, no.
It's like some garter thing?
That looks like she just won goldfish at the county fair. They're in the bag and she doesn't know how to get
it. Yeah.
It's like, you know when you have to, in middle school, and you have to take care of a bag of flour?
That's your baby.
Feels like sandbags.
I mean, I would still throw it at her because it's Madonna.
Obviously.
That's for the story at the barbershop.
None of us wouldn't. It's just so crazy.
Let the niggas know at the barbershop. Now, what was going on at Fox News tonight, today?
Just hanging out with Tom Shalhoub, and Kennedy stopped in. We did a little chit-chat.
Do love me some Shalhoub and Kennedy.
Yeah, it's nice. It's those fun people to hang out with and talk about, well, I'm sure, the news of the day.
What's the hot topic over there? The government shutdown?
Nah, because that's kind of boring. We talked a little bit
government
about
always seem like a shutdown, ain't it?
I like it. I like when the government shuts down.
Why? I want the shutdown past April so I don't got to pay taxes.
Yeah, I want the government to
shut them off.
Involved in people's lives. The more it's involved in your life, the more people try and tell you what to do. So,
are you a libertarian?
Yeah.
Dude, that's stupid.
Uh-oh, here we go. Here we go.
Why shouldn't I be a libertarian?
It's because just, you can't blow
your
hair.
Where has it ever worked?
Okay, challenge.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess...
Every great country is more socialist than, like...
Oh, God, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
How many millions need to die before people give up on socialism?
No, I'm 17. Not talking about socialism. I'm just talking about, like, I'd rather live in Sweden than Mogadishu.
Well, Mogadishu is hardly a libertarian country.
Or do they collect taxes?
I'm not an anarchist.
I mean, like...
Okay, fellas, no name calling.
There is some crossover. I mean, that's one of the things that bothered me. Like, I performed the Libertarian National Convention a couple of years ago, and I made fun
of... Where was it, Cali?
No, it was in fucking Columbus, Ohio.
Jesus Christ.
But I
the
said,
gigolo?
I said,
it's like
so
the juggalo.
The juggalo, right? I said, you guys are supposed to be libertarians. I'd never seen people mob an open bar like that before. They're such rugged individualists, and they're descending on the hors d'oeuvre trays. It was like the crudité with like piranhas attacking. Yeah. When they booked me, they said that it's going to be me and a girl who does folk songs about Bitcoin. And I was like, get the fuck out of here.
Are they for real?
Yeah, and her name's Queen Tatiana. And she was doing these good songs.
Oh, she's a friend of the show.
Yeah.
She's Queen Tatiana.
She's really cool. But I don't know, that stuff I'm like, although it was interesting to see how a lot of the people there were like old school cranks.
Right.
Like they were selling newsletters like mimeograph
right.
and buttons.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, this is kind of cool. It was, imagine if you wanted to go to a place where you could see guys wearing blazers with running shoes and ponytails.
Right.
That was what that was like.
In Ohio.
In Columbus, Ohio, yeah.
It was like a weekend thing?
I was just there for the night. They told me they wanted to get Drew Carey because he's from Cleveland.
Right.
And he's a libertarian. He does shit with reason.
And he loves that wardrobe.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what else he loves? Getting paid a whole lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
So then they said, who else can we get? And then they remembered me from Fox.
Okay.
Ooh.
Did they pay you okay?
It wasn't bad. I think it was like a Thursday night. Flew me in.
Okay.
The show flew me out. Mm-hmm.
And how was the laughs? With the laughs?
They were good. They were pretty into it.
Okay.
They were fun. I mean, I don't know if you do corporate stuff.
Yeah. Definitely.
They're always weird. Like I did. I did a private party last night, the kind where you're looking out and there's just this massive empty dance floor in front of you.
Yeah.
And you know, this one about 5 minutes in, I thought, oh, it's gonna be one of these. But they weren't bad.
Okay. When there was a gap between the stage and the crowd.
Yeah, and you have to you turn your head side to side, and then people are like, "We want to dance and eat. Who is this asshole?" And
yeah.
Like, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, well, if it's music or somebody else's fucking personal thing, you don't want to be involved in it.
Yeah, and there was someone's wife was this really hot girl in this red dress who was dancing. And then it really is the worst because it's like, turn off the DJ, get the hot chick off the floor, bring out this chump who's going to do lasagna jokes and shit. But they were good. There was like one guy looked like Wayne Newton, and I just was like shredding him the whole time, so that was pretty fun.
All right.
Who's Wayne Newton?
He's a libertarian.
Yeah, he ran for president with Ron Paul.
Oh, he really is.
Look how angry Bill got. He hates libertarians. It ain't worked nowhere. Neither has the white man, motherfucker. Neither has the white man.
That's not true.
What are you, a white Democrat?
Dude, no. I'm a centrist.
Why does your mic keep going? His mic's off again?
centrist. Yeah. Like,
it's the best mic we got.
it's not picking up the signal due to his accoutrements that he's
that's
wearing.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's too much fucking
satellite interference.
His series of nose rings is
the antenna. Yeah, no.
He's dressed like he's in a Suicide Squad.
Just plug in some of his facial piercings.
No, I'm like a centrist. I like it being in the middle and shit. I mean,
like what the government or
just government economics and stuff.
So you like checks and balances.
Yeah.
So you like both sides to.
Yeah, I think I like a lot of like what liberals stand for, but they're kind of pussies about it. I like like conservatives because it's like they get what they want. So yeah.
Maybe. I think there is something to be said about the personality types, that the liberal types tend to be the more creative ones, but the conservatives are higher in what they call conscientiousness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cuntiness.
Cuntiness. And they get the shit done.
They get shit done.
They're
so don't you want to be a.
Right. Yeah. But liberals are more open and agreeable, right?
I mean,
more creative.
I think it's both. You can find both of those things on both sides.
You can, yeah.
But they do studies and shit. Like Jordan Peterson talks about that. And he says that conservatives are on this conscientiousness scale. Yeah. They're like high up there. And then, but they tend to not be creative.
Yeah, openness, I think, is the trait.
Right.
Yeah. I'm obsessed with Jordan Peterson.
He's amazing. I'm obsessed with him. Why'd he get kicked off Patreon?
They left it because that guy Sarkhan of Aragon, whatever his name is.
Sarkhan of Aragon.
Yeah. Well, he posted some where he said some. I guess he used racist language, but he was quoting someone.
Okay.
And then
Jordan did?
No. Oh. This guy, what's his name again?
Sarkhan of Akkad.
Sarkhan of Akkad.
Sarkhan of what?
Who?
Shaka Khan.
Is that a sentence?
Shaka Khan.
He's an Indian dude, apparently. The way it rolls off your damn Indian. Yeah. You say it like he went to Brath with me. Fucking asshole. Well, say the name one time.
Sarkhan of Akkad.
Okay, that might be the title.
That is a sentence.
Good luck smelling that, man.
Sarkhan of Akkad. So I guess they were saying that Patreon was enforcing its hate speech and free speech regulations that it wasn't even applying them evenly.
Right.
And I give him and Dave Rubin a lot of credit because they said we're not going to work with Patreon anymore. And I know Dave Rubin took a big hit financially, but to make a stand for it.
Same with Sam Harris. They're saying that like the liberal internet Silicon Valley can't keep forcing people or shadow banning people for just having different kinds of ideas,
right?
Because that ends in a totalitarian kind of state and stuff like that. So they. Just
but it is a private company, though.
Yeah, but they're saying they don't want to continue with that kind of behavior. YouTube does kind of the same thing. Mm-hmm. Twitter does the same thing.
Google does it.
Yeah, so they're noticing the same trend, and they just in the war of ideas, they always want people to have freedom of speech.
Right.
So especially when it's for kind of bullshit stuff.
Exactly.
But wasn't that bill just passed, and everybody was like, "Oh, it ain't going to mean anything," but it's going to tighten down on everybody what you can say on the internet. Yeah.
I could never really understand
what happened
that was
with
about.
Net neutrality.
Net neutrality is that we can get all the internet when we get access to internet.
Right.
When you don't have net neutrality, it means that they can make certain websites more expensive.
Right.
You have to buy certain websites or whatever like that.
Who does that? It's internet service providers.
Providers. And all the providers have been like, no, hey, we're keeping net neutrality. But what we're going to see probably 10 years down the line is it's going to come out in like different ways. Like, oh, well, if you want the super package where you'll be able to get over to Facebook faster, you can buy this.
So they passed that bill passed.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it's not a bill like the commission dude or whatever. He was an Indian guy, actually.
They always an Indian dude. Meddling over here. Deal with the British, you assholes.
He was actually coding and testifying at the same time.
And working at a 7-Eleven. I had to dip it out. I took away the high-paying job. I didn't joke.
That's so funny when you're in the cab and they have and you're like, sorry? Are you talking to me?
Yeah. Like a loser. That. Like a fucking friendless loser. It's like, do you even have friends? I'm a cab driver talking to cab people, you idiot.
Exactly.
Fucking idiot.
But
what do you think I do all day long? And honest to God, what would you all day long? I would just chat with my friends, too.
You'd lose your
mind. Great.
But don't you feel stupid? You're like, you're talking to me, and the guy's like, I'm talking in Hindi.
Right. I always wonder that, too. Does he know that I don't speak Hindi?
Yeah.
Should I tell him?
I just answer him in Hindi.
I don't speak Hindi.
He'd be like this. He is right. My friend is right.
I just start laughing at what he just said, like a crazy person. Good one, sir.
Who did you vote for there, Bill?
Which election?
The last one.
Oh, Clinton.
I knew it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I like Trump.
Seem you dress like one of Bernie's fucking.
Oh, I hate Bernie.
Oh, you hate him.
I hate Bernie.
Yeah. Hate.
I think Bernie.
Now, is this anti-Semitic or is this just politics? I heard hate, man.
No.
You hate Brooklyn Jews? Or?
He just he doesn't. He's like a hype man, like that got carried away.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think what you did, you start confusing him with Larry David?
No.
Did the SNL make it too clownish of a thing for you?
No, it's just like he never had a chance of winning, and like all the things.
Neither did Hillary.
That's not true.
Yeah. Hillary had a chance.
Yeah.
Hillary was supposed to win.
She blew her chance. You know, no, Comey.
And that's why she lost.
She had
because
a
in her mind, she's supposed to win.
Right.
Yeah,
and that's why I was like this, lose, bitch.
But that's, but she didn't.
And I voted for her, too.
The chance was hers to lose.
I mean, what choices did I have in that fucking race? And my mother was dying of cancer, so I'm not going to not root for the whole first white fucking woman to become president with my dying mother. So I gave my dying mother my vote. But was I 100% behind Hillary?
Nobody was. Who was 100% behind Hillary?
I've got more confidence in a condom with bullet holes in it. Than Hillary Clinton.
I think it was Norm Macdonald said, I'm going to paraphrase him, Norm said that America hated Hillary so much they voted for someone they hated even more just to stick it to her.
Yeah.
It was like, wow, that kind of makes sense.
America hated Hillary the way that girls hate their mom.
Yeah, like, but why does anybody hate Hillary?
Here's one reason why. Because first of all, the DNC was in the back pockets of the Clintons, and they just fucking wanted to hand that shit to her. Like, she was anointed the next one to run by everybody.
It's
like, no, we have primaries and shit to figure that out.
No.
You don't get it automatically.
You should get it automatically.
And once I smelled that on there, I was like, fuck off. This is all a fix. The fix is in.
I want someone who can fix something like that in the White House.
What?
Yeah, I want someone who's like duplicitous and a bad person in the White House.
Sure.
Well, you got it.
But there's a difference between that.
Congratulations. You happy?
There's a difference between that and insulting the public intelligence, and that's what people couldn't get over. We're like, we see that you're corrupt. You've seemed corrupt forever. You're this weird dynasty that we already don't like. And now this, like, now we know you're corrupt. And you act like we're stupid and don't
care. Everybody
acts like they're in a dynasty.
People.
She grew up middle class. She's a middle class white bitch.
Her husband was president. She does presidential shit, and they're grooming their kid to be president. It's as close to a dynasty as
don't got nothing to do with money. It got to do with power.
Right.
Yeah. You understand that? And they were governors and in politics their whole lives. That's a dynasty.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they like studied hard and went to school.
Nobody thinks that the Kennedys being a dynasty just for money. Nobody thinks that. They think because of the power they had in the government.
Yeah, but
that's their dynasty.
But the difference between the Kennedys is the Kennedys made their money during the bootlegging era. So like they're not.
Yeah, Joe Kennedy.
Joe did.
Yeah.
But he also made a lot of other money, too.
Like decent,
and he was an ambassador to fucking England.
Like decent,
making a whole bunch
immigrants.
Of dirty knuckle money, nigga. Trust me.
Yeah.
Much more than bootlegging. And bootlegging was the cocaine of the crack of its day, by the way. So they was just pushing crack.
Irish crack.
Irish crack. That's all it was.
But like
crack.
The thing is that the Kennedys had generations to build that name. Like the Clintons, it's just one lifetime, we're calling them a dynasty.
That's fine.
Well, I think
because you see a lot of things happen in one lifetime. We saw the motherfuckers become the richest persons in America in one lifetime. Bill Gates' father didn't give
them
nothing.
Yeah, but we can't call them dynasties though. Like that's my issue.
It doesn't matter. This is semantics. They have the whiff of dynasty on them.
But
that's
the dynasty
could
happen.
Yeah, I'm saying that framing
that
is wrong.
Here's how it could be a dynasty.
You're missing the point. You're
just
missing
so
the forest
Bill
of the trees.
And Hillary, he was president twice.
Yeah.
She became, the first first lady to ever become a senator?
A secretary of state.
She wasn't the first.
I mean, first lady. Oh, yeah. First lady to become a senator.
First lady.
Yeah, first lady to become a senator, get a political seat.
Yeah.
And she did it in a state she wasn't from.
Yeah.
And she came to town and all these crooked niggas ran because she turned the light on these roaches who've been crooked their whole lives, couldn't even go up against her.
Yeah.
Remember they tried to run Rick Lazio?
He was 13 years old. He was just on an episode of fucking Family Ties.
He looked like when they debated that he was on the debate team and he was going up an adult against an adult.
But like, I don't know why you're getting mad at her for winning. Like, that's effective strategy.
But that's dynasty you can do that. That's shit that takes power to pull off.
Exactly.
Power.
And that why are people so skeptical of power? It's called the president. We want powerful people.
Yeah, but you don't.
Not when you wield it just to your own fucking liking. So what's next? President Chelsea? We're going to deal with that bitch now?
Yeah, can do it. Yeah, man. I like power, man.
Here's the thing. But you said smart enough to do this and that. She wasn't smart enough to not seem like she was rigging the game.
Exactly.
She did not seem
terrible
like she was corrupt.
Actor.
Look, they all do it. But they seem to be smart enough to hide that shit.
I got
how
hot sauce in my bag.
Out, and
bitch.
Now we're like, now okay, so
because
we know what
the FBI like had a loaded hit against her, Comey acted against the interest Congress of the state like a week before, and everyone forgets.
And as a candidate, she was unable to overcome that. If Donald Trump could overcome all the shit that he overcame in that
stuff,
she couldn't overcome that. That's her weakness as a candidate. She deserved to lose.
He grabbing pussies.
Yeah, she had all the lust for power and duplicity of her husband, but none of the charm.
Would it kill you to pick up a saxophone, bitch?
Right. I know people like likability, this and that, but yeah, that is politics is a likability game as well,
yes.
And it's part of it. You have to play it. She sucked at it, and she sucked as a individual.
She's not shitty as an individual. She's been
as
out
a
there.
Shady ass individual.
Yeah. She's
yes,
not
she is.
Shady.
Yes, she is.
Listen, here's the thing.
Are you kidding me?
Pull up a particular thing.
You know how many fucking secrets that family has?
He was president. Like everybody says,
remember the story?
Shady.
Remember the dude who she allegedly, that lawyer who she was having an affair with, the Watergate.
Oh,
I mean, what the
Whitewater.
Whitewater.
Oh, Vince
he
Foster.
Found out dead on a bench in a park in D.C.
Good. Well, I mean, shit.
It's like, this is not coincidence. Nobody's that lucky.
I'll give you one reason to not like Hillary Clinton.
Nobody's that lucky.
Not one
she
person.
Was talking about the policies in Libya that she enforced, and she rather jokingly said about Gaddafi something like, we came, we saw, he died, or whatever
right.
it was.
Yeah.
That's swag.
Joke.
Yeah, that's,
oh
guess
God.
What?
Meanwhile,
well,
the videos is him getting sticks shoved up his
yeah.
ass because,
and now,
no, this militia's got him.
Yeah, and Libya used to be a country, and now in the streets of Tripoli, they have auctions where they sell black slaves.
Yes,
and
so
that's
thanks,
what her policies
thanks,
led
Hillary.
To. The destruction of what.
I mean, it is good prices, though.
State.
If you do want to say it.
There is a bulk.
Her
discount.
Inability to make jokes and make jokes that land is so crippling to her as a candidate. Yeah. I really have never seen anything quite like that autistic performance she put on.
She went to Yale. What did you expect?
What?
Her husband, so did Bill. Like, here's the thing.
They
so
all
what?
Did.
So what? They all did, yeah. What,
Trump went to hell. Came back and took over.
I mean, Bush George W. had an Ivy League education, but everyone wants to talk about
we
it.
All
talk about his Yale years.
One of us personally knows an idiot that went to an Ivy League school. I can
lineage.
Tell you
that's
right
I'm saying that's the reason she's not funny, though.
No, it's not. It's
so,
her personality.
On, really? You mean like when
but
SNL
we just gave you
started?
A million counterexamples of people who were funny.
Ivy League shit is funny. It's like she just didn't have that personality. And plus, even when remember when Bill got the whole Monica Lewinsky thing and all that?
Of course.
Nobody said, how could you to Hillary? Like, how could you, Bill? You had her waiting on you. All that warmth. All that warmth and loving at home.
That's true.
Why? But she's so warm and loving. Nobody said that.
Not one person.
You know what, though? I got to say, after all that, all these years later, Monica Lewinsky looks pretty good,
oh,
man.
She
good.
Is banging.
I mean, she looks
she's
good.
Not banging.
She
I can't
is
say,
so
yeah,
she's cute.
Cutie.
She's that she's chubby girl cute that is so cute right now, especially. Like, that real girl
that's
cute.
That's the new thing,
she's
yeah.
She's so cute.
She aged well.
Boom.
She's got to be.
Yes.
I always stare at her mouth.
She's your
when
exact
I
type, you psychopath. No. You have a basic chick fetish.
No, I don't have a basic fat chick fetish.
Jewish,
I have a
she's not fat.
Fat.
Yeah.
She's adorable.
Blowjob.
No,
like
no.
It.
She, come on.
I had a friend who used to describe someone he knew to me as frumpy all the time. You're like, frumpy, frumpy. And then when I finally met the friend, she was like so cute and like round.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, she is adorable. That's frumpy. She looked like a Monica Lewinsky type. She was so
well,
cute.
You know, Bill, I
boys
think
are so rude.
We are rude.
Yeah, and you see my girlfriend.
Girl cute is not guy cute all the time, Karen.
I
would keep that in mind.
I guess not.
I mean, I would knock Monica down, but I'm not going to bring her around my friends.
Exactly.
You just said she was cute.
I said she's
she
cute.
Looks good now. I don't
she's
know.
Okay.
I thought you would have liked
she's
her,
really
Bill,
pretty.
With the cigar, with your sense of accessories and stuff.
She makes purses, too, don't she?
Purses, that's right.
She makes purses. You make a little purse for yourself?
You could buy one of her purses. You could buy one of her purses to carry some of your own purses inside them. Maybe your little... Do you have a little dog?
I'm going to buy one of her bags just to tell people I'm carrying a Lewinsky.
Lewinsky.
That is such a good one. Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Sounds jewy.
Now, do her bags open up really wide?
Oh. It comes with cigars
like
already in it.
Joke.
It comes with cigars already in it.
Yeah.
I love Bill Stout. But yeah, Hillary just turned people off. You know that, but you still voted for her.
And then she lost
I mean, calls for her.
And then she kept
her. Oh, so you
off.
Really believed in her?
Yeah.
That's what really vomits. Wow.
I met her in 2014.
Why. And what'd she say? Nice chest. And you was like, she's my candidate.
Yeah,
you vulnerable nigga. Yeah. She was like this. Ooh, look at the arms on him. She's like, anything I can do for you, Hillary.
She wanted to give him a Hillary for President button, but there was nowhere left on him to place on.
She actually pierced a new hole in him to get on.
Oh, man.
Now, I know a couple of people who say that who met Bill Clinton, maybe like four people.
I met him.
People are impressed.
This is what they told me. They said that when you meet him and he looks at you, you feel like the only person in the world.
No doubt about it.
That.
No doubt about it. He still got that thing. Even though he's slower and all. But he's got it. He knows how to engage with people, even from across the room. Yeah. Hillary ain't that person.
No, she's not. But that's why I think she'd be a better leader. Like, this is the thing.
I think even George Dubb.
He had a
seemed fun. Yeah. Like, you want to have a beer with him.
Yeah, yeah. But, like, this is the thing. Is being a good leader, like, charisma is really good at getting other people to do things for you.
I get
Like, she probably would just get all the shit she said she'd do actually done and work hard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But guess what? Do it behind the scenes. Because we want somebody in front of us keeping us fucking feeling like we matter.
Yeah.
Right.
I think her campaign slogan was stupid. I'm with her. That alienates 50% of the population.
It should have been she's with you.
Yes, she's right. With why do we need to rally behind her?
It
was like she's making a cult.
That
personality around her non-personality.
Especially coming off 8 years of Obama, who was so good at that.
Who was such a public servant seeming type. Like, this is not, that slogan was not the slogan of a servant.
I think her slogan should have said, who she with?
It should have said, I'm with stupid.
That'd be great. With a little hand an arrow.
Do you remember when she lost, though, how that wave came over people? Who was so disappointed? Oh, that's what made me laugh. Either way, if you was breaking down in the street crying, like, it's going to make me laugh at you.
It's too good. Don't do
it. I
knew she was going to lose one Virginia.
Did you lose? Did you cry?
No.
No, you wiping your eye now when they're before you. He lying his ass off.
Oh, yes.
You wiping the eye now. You know you cry.
It was funny, though. That day, my dad got his 23andMe back, and I found out that I'm like part white, so.
See? Spreading. Spreading everywhere. You just got
that's
gentrified.
That's called a rape that happened back in the day. Don't high-five yourself over rape. The British did what?
We've all been raped into existence.
Yeah, we all got it.
There's only like two generations of consent, maybe.
Yeah.
Consent was just invented like in our lifetime.
Yeah. People who have a lot of questions.
Our moms and our grandmoms all and our grandfathers all got fucked.
My grandma on my mom's side got married at 13.
Wow.
At 13. Why she wait so long? She Indian, ain't she? She's a failure. She brought shame to village.
Did she dishonor her parents?
Well, it's crazy because Japan had occupied Malaysia and they were taking women who were
married. They were going there.
And they were beheading girls who didn't want to go, and so she had to get married.
That's so hot.
At least he gave the option of marriage. Fuck, the Japanese were bad.
Oh, people will always try to push it under the fucking carpet.
But like the Japanese do.
Raped and murdered.
Yeah, the Japanese
much
not.
More than the Nazis.
And they don't even
do
say
not
sorry.
Acknowledge it. Yeah.
Much more than the Nazis.
The Nazis were like, hey, calm down. And they're like, hey, we got this.
Nigga, it was like, I'm telling you.
If you read
it, they changed the whole face of people on the east coast of China. That's how many rapes happen.
Yeah.
The people didn't look the same in that region anymore.
It was really, really bad. If you read about the rape of Nanking and stuff like that, you think. Although
in the streets, little girls,
I will
everything.
Later when I'm trying to come. Oh, sorry.
Stuff.
It turns around.
My mother is really into World War II books, and she's always...
They're so good.
But she describes these plots, and I'm like, how are you... This sounds like the most horrifying...
fiction?
Oh, Holocaust
fiction?
No, she likes
fiction?
Reading like stories. My mother is in... I don't know, maybe it's just because she's getting older, but stories of people who overcame...
Yeah.
Not just, but like chapter after chapter of horrible, horrible things happening to them. Yeah. She starts to describe these books to me, and I'm like, Jesus Christ.
I like it.
It's heavy.
But it's just like a movie, watching a movie with all the...
She told me they love the World War II movies, and my mother said, like, you put those Nazis in, it's wonderful. It's always a good story when
it
you throw
is.
Some Nazis in.
Yeah, you got to spice it up.
It's not.
I mean, that's how Indiana Jones made his money.
Right? She's not in favor of it, don't get me wrong. But
yeah, but you got to...
You see the Nazis come in, you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, I'll see how this play out.
Well, you know,
you always think the Nazis might win.
Yeah.
Because they had a good team. They had stayed the fuck out of Russia. They probably would have.
Oh, they would, yeah.
Yeah.
No, they would have eventually lost, but it would have taken longer.
Oh, it would have taken much longer. It would have taken longer than fucking Iraq.
Yeah.
I don't know. They had a pretty good game plan.
They had a good
game. They didn't have enough resources, though. That's why they went into Russia. They were running out of oil.
They needed Lebensraum.
Lebensraum!
What's that?
That means room for our stuff.
Shit.
Yeah, that's why they fucking said, that's ours now. Austria is ours. We need elbow room, goddammit.
Yeah, it's true.
That used to be ours, so we coming back. Wow. It's like, that's 300 years ago. Nigga, I left my jacket.
The whole world was their exit row.
It's true.
No, they moved out.
First couple of years, you couldn't argue with them, though. It's like, you guys seem to figure something out here.
I mean, they were taking over everything.
Yeah.
I mean, it was really like, they had the parades right here on 86th Street on the east side.
Yeah.
German Nazi parades.
Yeah, the Bund.
Google the pictures. Yeah. Huge. All those fucking butchers now over there, all
That's
German.
Crazy.
Really?
So that was an all German area.
Good wow. to
So Nazi
know.
Parades right there where fucking Shake Shack on 86th Street, Nazis.
Yeah.
And people like this, Americans cheering for Nazis. Because they...
Well,
some were on the side of the Nazis.
Well, because there were a lot of people.
All the Germans were.
They knew that it was in opposition to communism, so they kind of knew that.
Yeah, although, yeah. So yeah. people was caught in that fight, too. Yeah, it was weird.
I don't know if it's true, but still, but I think the most common ethnic group in the United States was Germans, German-Americans.
Yeah.
See, people forget that Irish, when the Irish came over, we think of Irish as white people.
No.
Not me.
Irish, none of us do.
No. Yeah, they're not white.
Well, a lot of people do.
Monkeys.
But the Irish, the Irish were treated like fucking animals.
Oh, like animals, yeah. Irish
and then,
treated like shit.
You know, and then when my people came over, the docks of New York were lined with Irish cops waiting to beat the shit out of the Italians when they showed up. So.
Yeah. But we guess, and then y'all all got together and beat the niggas when we got.
And then everyone.
And we've been hit along. It's
burst into song.
They did. They all got along. I love when people, I always tell people, Italians, we've only been white people since Godfather 3.
Yeah.
Before that, we were fucking greaseball
guineas. No question about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's only, first of all, Germany is the only real white country in
Well, you got the Scandinavian countries.
Scandinavians.
But that's where all the Germans went.
That's true. Yeah. They kept trying to win them over. They were
all
like,
the white
guys.
People in all these white countries in Europe are Germans.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's white people.
Right.
And you know what's interesting? The one person at this table who could pass is the Jew.
I'm absolutely not white.
Absolutely not white.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Don't even look at me.
Do you have Russian and Ukrainian?
Romanian.
Romanian, okay. Yeah. A little Dracula.
So you're Slav.
A little I guess half.
Yeah.
Remember
the King of England?
Iraqi.
Elizabeth's father, King of England, and the Russian Tsar, cousins.
That's why World War
One
was crazy.
German.
World War One was like a bunch of hemophiliacs all killing each other. They're all fucking related to each other.
That's the truth.
Just bursting like balloons.
Yeah. There was one King of England who was, he was like the retard king. He was so inbred. There was something they called the Habsburg jaw, where they had this birth defect.
Oh, yeah.
Where fucking, he was.
They do that character on Family Guy.
But his jaw was so he couldn't even understand what he was saying. He was like peeing himself. He was like a bona fide institutionalized. And they still married him off to a cousin from some fucking some like backup scrub from Serbia. That's they're like, go marry that retard. Like, he's drooling all over the place.
Oh shit.
Yeah. He was like a King Schmucko of England.
They would do anything to keep it in the family, though.
Yep.
They could, yeah.
They have to.
He was
I'm
a mess.
I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, look up Habsburg jaw, and they'll probably show him.
How lucky did Prince Harry come off with a fucking...
Oh, my God.
This hot black girl he's
with.
Yeah.
Well, that's
especially because he's not actually in the royal family. They think that Princess Diana cheated.
I was going to say,
that's what the rumor is.
DNA.
That's the rumor.
He doesn't look like Charles.
Plus, he had his older brother, so he didn't have to worry about being king.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Even if his brother dies, it's his son.
Although
now.
They are gingers, so that's a bit recessive.
Yeah.
But they don't look like their friggin' chimp father.
But how lucky did he get it in the choosings of the girls?
Right? Yeah, because it's a good time where, sure, I'm sure there are plenty of other kings of England who were like, they would go for hot black chick.
Smoking hot fucking,
Right? You remember who was the one with the king who had to give up the throne?
Of course, he was in love with an American.
And she was divorced. Imagine that
and
being
that
a
was
scandal.
Like the church was against it, the Church of England.
Well, because you're supposed to be the head of the Church of England.
Right, and you can't have a divorce. But then Charles went and did it later.
Now, when's he?
Oh, did they annul it? Oh, how did they figure that out? They didn't annul his marriage.
I don't know.
No, I think they're like still kind of married whenever she got
killed.
Yeah.
You know, who you think? What do you think about that?
Set up?
You know, I drove through the tunnel she died in a week after she died. I was in Paris.
Just taking some pictures?
I'm just going nigga, you could still see fucking shit from the car, and you could still see the skids all over. I was like, this is crazy. I didn't mean to. I just like happened to go through it. I was like, they was like, this is the tunnel. And I was like, did they not even move the car yet?
They get around
there were still pieces of the motherfucker on the ground.
That's the most French shit ever. They would not.
I was like, sweep down here, you fucks. Fucking Princess Diana died over here.
The night she died, I remember I was watching a movie with a friend. You remember you used to turn the VCR off and the TV would automatically come back on?
Yeah.
And they were showing an interview with her where she looked like shit. And, like, you know, she had eating disorder.
Right.
So, of course, being an asshole, I'm like, man, she looks like she just came from throwing up in the toilet. But I didn't, then right away it was like, Princess Diana dead in
car.
And I was like, oh, fuck. I feel like such an asshole.
It was crazy. I remember it was like World Cup, too, because I went to World Cup games out there in Paris.
Oh,
it was nuts. It was so many people in Paris. That's why she was out there in the first place, because it was this World Cup time.
And, with her man of color, right?
With her man, yeah. His father said they got killed by the crown.
Wait, he was black?
No,
Indian.
He was
at,
was he a Muslim.
I think he may have been Middle Eastern.
Middle Eastern.
Maybe a little baby Pakistani.
Yeah, who owns his father owns Harold's.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Department store.
But he said that they killed his son. He investigated for a long time and stuck to his word that they killed him. And he just happened to die because he was with Princess Diana, and they thought she was pregnant by him.
Mm.
And then now there's going to be a fucking illegitimate...
little brown air running around.
To Harry and fucking...
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
That got all the smellings of a murder.
It does. Yeah. You know what? These days, can you really argue against any conspiracy theories?
No.
I mean,
what are you going to say? Like, that sounds crazy.
Like the fucking journalist who just got killed by the fucking Saudi Arabian and nobody's going to do nothing about it.
I like how what the official line is even not good. They're like, well, we were beheading him. Things got out of hand. Like, I don't really know. Isn't that what they kind of said? We were torturing him and,
we lost control of him and had to kill him. It's like, what's happening with that? Are we just going to, as a fucking planet, we're going to let that happen?
Wait, what happened? I just, like...
The Prince of Saudi Arabia had the journalist killed, Khashoggi.
Yeah.
What's Soggy?
Khashoggi, the journalist from...
Oh, okay.
No, he wasn't Soggy. His name was Khashoggi.
Oh, yeah, his name was Khashoggi. They killed him in, what was it, in the consulate?
In the consulate?
In Turkey?
They took him to, like...
This is a huge story.
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah. He wrote, like, freelance for the New York Times, too.
Oh. But so he wasn't, like, a real reporter.
They brought him out. He brought his body out. In pieces, in suitcases.
What?
A hit squad.
It's more convenient.
We all know he did it. The senator, I forget the senator of America said it. He was like, if we had him in America, if we had the prince on trial, we'd convict him in 30 minutes.
Oh, really? Yeah.
That's how much evidence. Is.
Wow.
Yeah.
For
minutes.
Real, like they kind of described it as an interrogation. Like they use some weird terminology, like a physical interrogation.
It happened in Turkey, right? Did they kill him in Saudi Arabia?
Yeah, something
in
like
Turkey.
That. Yeah.
That's
the
what.
Interrogation involved a bone saw.
Yeah,
you know, really. Look, you want
to
get some
you just happen to come off a private plane with a hit squad and a bone saw ready just in case things don't work out with the conversation?
Yeah, just went and stopped by the Istanbul Home Depot. Pick up a couple
what
of
story them. Was he covering about him?
He was writing a bunch of stories about the royal family.
I think
and
also about what's
himself.
Going on in Yemen, too.
Right.
Yeah.
And the prince didn't like it and killed
them.
Take
your pick over there, man.
And killed them.
I mean, Saudi Arabia is a gangster country. It's a country run by a family.
I actually performed for the family.
Really?
Right here in New York City. They paid... tremendously.
Oh, no doubt.
And it was on New Year's Eve. I had to cancel all my shows. I had to cancel my spots at the Comedy Cellar. I had to call Esty because one of my boys who was a promoter, the king was still alive.
Yeah.
And he was in a hospital here in New York. So all 10 of his sons came. You cannot be here if something happened to your father. And them niggas always want to stay close to their father.
Yeah.
So they all here. It's New Year's Eve. I get a call from my boy who's a promoter. And he's like, yo, I'm doing a show on a boat. It's going to be on a ferry on a boat fucking going around the city. New Year's Eve, we need you. You host it. It's for all the Saudi Arabian princes. I'm like, oh, how many of them? 10. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. He's like, 10. They're going to pay you so-and-so. I'm like, I'll be there. I fucking call SC, cancel my shit, go up there. Now, they got this whole boat. Now, it's cops galore.
Oh, yeah.
They got the police boats around our boat, helicopters flying over the fucking boat. I get on. They put on, I go with my girlfriend, me and Marissa went. Mm. Well, we go on, they put on 300 girls. So it's like 300-400 girls. The 10 princes, maybe they got two boys each. Mm. And then there's me, and it's 300-400 girls that's all dressed up for like New Year's Eve. No dudes, no other dudes but us. They put us on a boat, we go around. I started just playing around with the crowd just to see what this is about because it's already, I'm like, is this a kidnapping? Why is this so many? Is this auditions for? And all these niggas got on tight jeans, so I'm killing these fucking the princes with their tight jeans and then making fun of other stuff. And then we was having some fun. It was like 10 minutes in, and then it was like, oh, we want you to give these out. They passed to me. It's a dildos. Boxes of dildos. The nigga wheeled out, it's like, I don't know, 300 dildos? I'm like, okay, I see where this party going. So I just keep performing. We passing them out. I'm doing like trivia with the girls. The girls is going stupid over like dumb trivia. They're like, VH1. So it's like one of those situations.
Mm.
So I'm just passing out all these different gifts they got, but it's a bunch of dildos. We go around. They got a DJ. I'm like, this is already weird as fuck. We on here for like 2 hours already. I'm like, I'm ready to get off. They said they're going to pull back. They'll be going around. We pull them to the Statue of Liberty. I mean, it's cops. They got niggas in the water.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, they got like the fucking swimmers in the fucking. I'm like, frog this is man. Serious shit. Like they looking under the boat. So I'm like, okay, it's already a nervous energy, but the dude took me in the back and paid me in all new hundreds. We went in the back, downstairs, fucking great fucking yacht, whatever the shit was.
This nigga opened a suitcase. This is like in the movies.
Yeah.
He opened a suitcase and it's just hundos. Just
nuts.
Fresh. Like, I'm like, nigga, did you print these yourself? I can still smell the shit. Just a suitcase. I'm like, and he's like, how much was it again? Because then I was like, it was all of that. But I can't be real, but he gave me an extra anything, but it's nice. Something anyway. But it was, I just That's walked crazy. Home with stacks of money on me for that night. Wow. And then we pulled up, and then they wouldn't let anybody off the boat before the princess because it's a security issue. Because you might come on, leave a bomb, get off, sure. blow them up. So none of the girls can leave. So now we just sitting at the fucking pier. Nobody can get off. I'm like this. I'm not waiting this whole time because these niggas still in the back party and act a fucking prince fool. So, And one time, too, when I was there with Marissa, I was performing, and one of the dudes who was with the prince tried to say something to Marissa.
What?
Like, kick it to her. And then the prince saw it, and he knew that was my girl.
Right.
And he was like, no, come here. Right. And he belittled this grown man.
That man was later killed.
So severely. I was like, nah, it's all good, man. I just know she looked good. That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
He belittled this nigga and sent him below. I was like, yo, it ain't that serious. But then they let us off the boat. All the girls were like, why'd they get to leave? And we walking off the boat, and they just kept everybody else there to the princess life. And that, I heard that was like 6 hours later.
Sure.
What?
Yeah.
That's great. You opened up for the dildo show from Reckoning for a Dream. You opened up for ass
to ass.
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yep.
That's cool that you were with them when you were with them, though.
Yeah.
Like, you weren't staff. You weren't one of the crowd
right,
or whatever.
Right.
You were with them.
I was with the fucking princess, and we was chilling and laughing.
Right.
Could they speak English good?
Yeah, they all speak English.
Oh, yeah, they're all Western. Western.
They all look clean dudes. All had the same kind of jeans on. I tease them on. I was like, yeah, y'all know you can go to different jeans. All the money you got. But it was they were cool. They were cool as shit.
And how many princes?
It was 10 of them on the
princes.
Boat.
Was Arabian Prince from the first NWA album there?
That's right. Man. With no shirt on. I guess we got to wrap it up. It's that time now.
Wow, this was a really good one.
It was good. Barely spilled his soul out.
Bill Goblin came here for it.
That was, I got enough roast material on myself. I saw it.
Do you want to plug anything, Sorcerer?
Oh, yeah. you can follow me at Bill Petit on Instagram. And yeah, that's it.
And my spooky lair. Joe.
I'd also like to, everyone should know that Bill has on his podcast headphones and his regular headphones.
You are wearing both headphones. Yeah.
He actually had a foreskin reattached during the show. Make sure. Cover. All right, enough, Freddy. Let's see. This weekend, Friday, I'm going to be running around Manhattan, so go to joedevito.com for all the posted dates. And Saturday, I'm going to be at Comedy Cabaret in Doylestown, PA.
Wow.
And Sunday at Broadway, Broadway Comedy Club, doing Jamie Roberts' Sunday Night Live. Always a good show.
K-Rons?
I'm on Instagram, Karen Margolis, K-E-R-E-N. Margolis is M-A-R-G-O-L-I-S. Do people not know that? I want to change it, and I don't know to what. And then, today's Wednesday.
Karen Margot.
Boom. All right, maybe I'll consider it.
Get some of that Margot Robbie money.
That's what? That's not the worst idea you've ever
Thank
had.
Thank you.
You can check out that. Yeah, that's fine.
All right. And Small World Comedy. We've got shows February 2nd, Comedy Cellar, and February 16th, Comedy Cellar. Check out. Go to smallworldcomedy.com and check out the dates. And, I want to give a big shout. What am I saying? To William Stevenson. William.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I mean, prayers go out.
Oh, my fucking God.
I know. I didn't want to make this whole show a bum, but we all miss William. William passed away. If you didn't know, William Stevenson, a legendary, iconic New York City comedian for years and years and years and years. As long as I've been doing comedy, longer than me. He passed away this weekend, and we're all going to miss him. William Stevenson.
Yeah. If you did a show in New York, he probably hosted some of the shows you did. Guy was amazing.
Unbelievable. Helped me tremendously in this fucking career.
Yep, was so kind.
And, he's dead now, so.
Bummer.
Eat salad, nigga. We're going to miss him.
It made me think no one could say a bad word about the guy. Yeah. I can't imagine why
And he
they
was
would.
A grumpy bastard, but we loved him. Yeah. I loved him. He was funny. He was the best. William was really, it's still a shock to me.
Summer's
going to
come. We're not going to sit outside and talk shit about everybody. That sucks.
Well, we miss you, Will, and God bless you. Rest easy. Race Wars!